Good morning, this is Philip Cummings, and I just finished a 3.5 mile run. Ended up being a little bit more than that after I did my cool down, but tried to do a speed workout. Again, I'm not the fastest person by any stretch, but I was able to keep the actual run at about right at 10-minute mile. Had a one really fast mile, but that's usually the case when I start out of the chute. I'm kind of fast. But anyway, as I was running this morning, really three things that kind of were at the forefront of my mind. My mind wandered a lot this morning, and that's okay. But first thing is that I have a Martin Institute resident who I'm going to be working with a lot this year. Her name is Julia, Julia Porter, and she was with me yesterday, and I just felt so unorganized. I wasn't really prepared for the way I wanted to be when she arrived. The week before I started work, Debbie was already in service, and so I had the kids, and it just really wasn't a time when I could spend getting ready for school to start. So yesterday, I felt really discombobulated, but I'm really excited to have her. I'm really excited to share some of the responsibility in the classroom for the guidance and leadership with her, and I think I'm going to learn a lot about myself as I try to share my space in a new way. Oh, sorry, Bo, my space again. Share the learning space with another adult. Last year, Alice came into my room a whole lot, and that was great. Now have another person, and I'll be in more of a mentor role. And so I'm kind of looking forward to that. Also a little nervous about it, but really excited to have Julia on board. She's very bright and very energetic, and I'm just excited about what she's going to bring to our classroom. And by ours, I mean Julia's mind and the students. I'm working on it. The other thing is that I was thinking about was at the bus stop, I noticed that there were so many parents still hanging out. It's Friday of the first week of school for the public school kids, and there were just a lot of parents hanging out there. And at first, I was kind of judgmental about that. I was like, you know, hey, let them go. Let them be out of the nest. I wonder why they're still hanging out. Are they worried about bullying? And have we kind of instituted this whole thing of fear? That was the first thing running through my mind. And then I thought about that for a second. I thought, whoa, dude, back up. They're the parent, and they may know their child, and they certainly know their child better than I do, but they may know their child better than anyone else, and hopefully they do, and they may know that that child needs a little bit more security right now, and or maybe they need it for themselves. And so anyway, just trying to keep my judgments in check a little bit this morning as I run. And noticed the number of parents waiting with the middle schoolers at their bus stop. The third thing that's on my mind, I got yesterday to meet with my principal, one of my principals, the assistant headmaster for teaching and learning, Ms. Droke, to talk about the idea that I've come away with from the World Peace Game. And I was really excited that she was excited about it. She really was excited about it and was very supportive of the idea. I'm not really ready to flesh it all out here or even on my written blog yet, just because it's still a major influx as to what I want it to be. But I've been given the go-ahead, and I'm really excited about that. I'm going to start planning and thinking, and I may even be crowdsourcing. I'm going to be calling on my friend, Bo Adams and Jill Gaw and others that I know that have jumped into the project-based learning framework and really be drawing their expertise before the second trimester begins, which is when I'll actually begin the process of trying to move my classroom that way. The first trimester, we'll do small group reading. But anyway, so that's kind of what's been on my mind this morning, and for what it's worth. Have a good day. Bye.